Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Good afternoon. I will briefly share with you some of the work of the committee with regard to the revision of the dialogue structure with states in the reporting procedures. To reflect on the dialogue structure in light of the simplified reporting procedures, which Madam Chair has already mentioned, is now the default monitoring procedure of the committee, is an important part of implementing this simplified reporting procedure. To clarify and avoid repetition due to overlap of issues under each cluster of the dialogue, and finally, to better reflect recent developments in child rights in the context of the recent jurisprudence of the committee, and to address new challenges such as those reflected in the last general comments that the committee has made. This revision does not represent any revolutionary changes, albeit they are significant. The major change is that two new clusters are introduced. On the one hand, the rights of the child and their environment, and the other, standard of living. The new cluster of children's rights and the environment should not be surprising in light of the last general comment of the committee on this topic. The purpose is, of course, to facilitate the better monitoring of the implementation of this topic, as the general comment provides us with tools to do this. Concerning the other new cluster on the standard of living, it has up to now been an issue listed under the cluster of health. However, due to the many issues addressed under health, the committee felt that the issues related to children living in poverty in particular, shortages of food and poor housing, were not sufficiently addressed. And by allocating a separate cluster on this matter, the committee believes it will receive more detailed information on issues such as social security, family benefits, the monetary transfer system, and housing. In addition to this, it has been decided that the follow-up information on the implementation of the optional protocol on sale of children, child prostitution, and child pornography, as well as the optional protocol of children in armed conflict, will be integrated into the clusters of violence with regard to OPSC and under special protection measures with regard to OPAC. It's the view of the committee that the substantive issues dealt with by these optional protocols could better be addressed by integrating them into the relevant clusters of the dialogue structures, with the aim to improve and strengthen the context of the relevant rights of the child in the dialogues with the state parties. Now, as you know, each dialogue cluster is operationalized, if you like, by identifying the relevant issues under the different dialogue clusters. These have been revisited with the same aim as before mentioned, namely to simplify and avoid overlaps and repetitions. My final remarks are that I expect that at one point the state parties will be advised further on these changes by revised reporting guidelines. However, no decision has been taken in this respect yet. It's our hope that this work of the committee will be well received by the state parties and will facilitate improved quality of the constructive dialogues between the state parties and the committee. Thank you, Madam Chair.